just as we were there, I was standing there, I heard the Lord tell me to tell you this. He says, don't let me stop. Don't let him stop in you. Don't let him stop in you. Today we pray, break every chain. The chain, my chains are broken. Don't let him stop. Leave it here. Don't take it with you when you go. Be done with it today. Be done with it today. You showed me just one more thing, the liver. Is there anybody here, you've been having some liver issues? If you've been having liver issues, just raise your hand so I can pray right now. I want to pray, the liver. Anybody right there? Okay, sister, I see your hand. Anybody else having a liver issue? Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for my sister. Lord, and anybody else that's got an issue with their liver, I pray right now for the healing power of God to flow. That, Lord, that liver would come alive today in the name of Jesus. That it would become fully functional the way you designed it, Lord, and that there'd be new life in my sister today, God. That, Lord, that the pains that she has felt, Lord, that they'd go and that liver come to life today in the name of Jesus. Lord, we declare it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I tell you to sit, but I just ask you to stand again. Put up the scripture today, 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 7. Let me read this. You, are you not our God who drove out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel and gave it to the descendants of Abraham, your friend, forever? And Father, we cry out to you today, are you not our God? Hallelujah, who has sent his son Jesus to break every chain that would try and grip us, to heal us of every disease? Are you not our God today, Father in heaven? And Lord, we declare it today, you are our God, and we are your people. And as we come before you today in your word, Lord, I pray for transformation, Lord, in our minds, in our hearts, that dinosaur be dead, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, even in the way that you've used those bones of the dinosaurs to create fuel for us today, God, I pray that the death of our dinosaur would be fuel to propel us forward, God, in what you have for us. That, Lord, we will never stop. We will never stop letting you be God in our lives. And Lord, I pray that we can just continue in you, God. Continue in you today like never before. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Woo! Praise God. If you're here for the first time, welcome. Hallelujah. If you're here for the first time, there's a welcome card in that seat in front of you. Fill it out. Take it to the We Connect corner after the service. And Jeanette right here will meet you there. We're so glad that you're all here today. And I hope you're receiving what God is doing. I hope you've taken down every block in your life today. Amen. Because I know that through, even in his word, he wants each one of us to grow in faith. Can I hear an amen? He wants our faith to grow. And when we're doing these things, when we're moving in the Spirit, we're watering that seed of faith that God has given us so it can grow into a mighty tree from where it started. God is watering that seed of faith that he has put in you. In Romans chapter 12, verse 3, it says, for I say, everybody say, the Lord says,
the Lord says,
through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. Each one of us have been given a measure of faith. And it's up to each one of us to water that faith so that it grows into a mighty tree. Amen. So that our faith continues to grow. And, you know, we all have that seed of faith in us. And I call it a seed because of the reference that the Lord uses in Matthew chapter 17, verse 20. He says, so Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief. He's talking about, well, you couldn't do it because of your unbelief. You couldn't cast out that demon. You couldn't heal the sick because of your unbelief. He says, for assuredly, I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, everybody say seed.
Seed.
You will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. Everybody say nothing. Nothing will be impossible for you. But you can do all things through Christ who gives you strength. Amen. He has put this seed in you. So when life happens, when these situations of life come up, we all have the opportunity for our faith to grow. Amen. We have this opportunity. God has given us opportunity to water that seed. And it all comes in the decisions that we make. And as I was praying this morning, man, so much has happened. I got to remember for a minute. Hallelujah. But as I was praying this morning, the Lord told me, he said, your words feed what's going on inside of you. Because I saw a tumor in somebody. And the Lord told me this. He said, the words of that person with the tumor determines the size of the tumor. And I'm like, what do you mean? He said, you either are speaking life into that tumor or you're speaking death into that tumor. But it's up to you how big that tumor is going to be. Because what you speak over your life has life. And when you're watering that seed, I declare that you have no tumor in the name of Jesus. That tumor is shriveling up. That tumor is dying in the name of Jesus. You know, you could go to the doctor, and the doctor tell you, well, your tumor's this big or that big or so many centimeters. But it's what you speak, Pastor Jesse. If you're going to speak life, you got to speak life. Amen. Amen. You got to tell that tumor, be gone. Amen. In the name of Jesus. You got to speak life into yourself. And you say, well, that sounds kind of like word of faith. Hey! Thank you, Carol. This is faith, and it's a faith journey that we're all on. And how you speak is going to determine how big your faith grows. And you say, well, I'm not there yet. Well, you know what? You can begin to change the way you think and get there. You can begin to change the way you speak and get there. Amen. Stop declaring what you have and declare what God has done. And watch your faith begin to grow. Amen. Stop declaring what you've done and declare what he's done in you. Amen. Stop declaring your past in a negative sense. But Mama Stella, I have a wonderful past in the Lord. I do. I have such a wonderful past in the Lord. And you look at that scripture in Chronicles. He says, are you not our God who drove out the inhabitants? He's declaring, aren't you the guy who drove out the inhabitants of this land and gave it to us? Aren't you the God who built this sanctuary? Aren't you the God who placed us into this place today? Aren't you the God that in the 1950s put us on this corner to make a difference in the community of Corona? Amen. Aren't you the God who filled us with your spirit to empower us? So that we can do the work of the ministry, so that we can speak to the mountain, and that mountain will be what? It'll be moved. Yeah. See, this is what he's declaring in there. You know, Jehoshaphat. I'm getting a little amped up. I told myself, don't get so amped up today. But, you know, remember, when the army came against Jehoshaphat, the first thing he did is he called the fast. He called everybody together and said, let's fast. Let's pray. And it begins in the prayer. Fasting and praying go together. Let me tell you, you need to do more of it. I need to do more. We need to fast and pray. I'm not kidding. I have fasted a couple of times in December. And when that happened, financial miracles happened. When I was fasting, I told Delana, I need to fast more. I'm not kidding. Every time I fasted in December, a financial miracle took place. Is there anybody here that needs a financial miracle to take place in your life? I'm telling you right now, you begin to fast and pray, because fasting and prayer to go together. And as Jehoshaphat did this, he is recognizing who God is. Remember what we talked about. He recognized who God is. That was last Sunday. Number one is recognized last week. Amen. He encouraged his faith in who God is by speaking about him, by speaking it out. And now today, we want to take time to remember what God has done. This is number two in this series. Remember. Everybody say, remember. We need to remember what God has done. We sang this song today. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Come on. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me. Just in time, oh, I'm gonna praise his name. Come on. He stays just the same. Come on and praise him. Look what the Lord has done. You know, whenever we used to sing that years ago, we used to walk around and look at people. Look what the Lord has done. You know, this young man came to the Harkey meetings, got touched by the power of God. The power of God hit him and he fell out. I'm like, I don't even know this kid. I went up and talked to him. He's Nathan. Look at where he's at today. That was September. Look at where he's at today. He's on the worship team. He's glorifying God. And growing. Look what the Lord has done in such a short time. And I know that God has put stuff in you that you want to do. There's a desire in your heart. You just want to start racing. You wanted to start running. And God said, okay, I'm going to run with you. But don't get ahead of God. Don't get ahead of God. He's going to take you there, okay? He's going to take you there. But I know your patience in you. I can feel it in my spirit right now. You're like ready. He's excited about Jesus. But we used to walk around and we used to declare, look what the Lord has done. Look what God is doing in people's lives. You know, because that's a good remembrance. Look, remember how the Lord has healed you. Remember how he made you free. Because I'm not the same guy I was when I came to Jesus.
Amen.
Scott, I'm different. I've been transformed. Amen. It's incredible what God did in my life. How he set me free. How, you know, the things. I don't even have to tell you what he set me free from. Who cares? He did what? He set me free. And I remember that. I remember what he's done. I remember the things that he's told me. I remember the prophetic words over my life that God is going to do amazing things in through Delonda and I. And you know, and we just want to let it happen. Amen. I'm not afraid of anything. I'm not afraid. I declare that today. I'm not afraid of anything because of what God has done. Amen. I remember what the Lord has done. And he's telling us today, remember him. Amen. Remember him. Even when we take communion every month, he says this. He says, do this in remembrance of me. What he's saying is, don't forget what I've done. Don't forget what I've done. Don't forget what I've done. Amen. Jehoshaphat, he's reciting the historical evidence that God was the God of Israel in the past. He declared that God's power and presence were not only past tense. God was and always will be. Amen. The God of the present. The God of now. The God of the immediate. You kept saying now, 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 now. He is the God of now. Amen. We sit around and we're waiting, we're waiting, we're waiting. Stop waiting on the Lord and stop receiving what he's done. You say, well, how do I do that, man? Pray, seek his face, worship him, glorify him, amen. Go after him. Psalms 46:1, it says, God is our present help in trouble. He is our strength, our refuge, a very present help in times of trouble. Amen. We got to stand upon that. He is a very present help. In remembering, when you're remembering God, remember what he has done for you. Amen. You know, you may not, you may feel like, I don't know. I don't know what God has done for me. But let me give you a list that I made. He has saved me, amen. He has forgiven me. He has delivered me. He has healed me. He is sanctifying me every day, amen. He is perfecting me every day. He is lifting me up. He is up there right now interceding for all of us. He is praying for us. He's meeting our needs. He's removed shame. He's poured his love into us. He sent his spirit to us. He died for us. Those are things that's common to every believer, amen? And you can make your own list. You should make your own list. You should know what God has done for you. You shouldn't have to rely on me to tell you. You should be making a list. Look what the Lord has done and go through so that you have a scriptural backing to what God has done, amen? Because when you start declaring the word of God over your life, you're going to see an amazing transformation over your situation. Over your situation, it brings, you know, when you're in that mode, I'm thinking, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd. It brings it down to a personal application. Last week, the one of the points was to have that relationship with the Father. We have access to God because of what Jesus did for us. Amen. We can go in and have communication with God, our Heavenly Father. And having a historical connection is not good enough. See, Ronnie, you're not gonna get to heaven because your dad's a good man of God. It's not gonna help you. It's nice to have that in that history in your family. It's nice to have that heritage of the Lord. But you're not gonna get there because of him. You gotta have your own thing. Amen. That's how it works. You can't rely on what other people have done. I take the historical things of the Bible, Pastor Jesse, and it increases my faith. But I can't rely on that. I have to rely on my relationship with God. Amen. I have to have that personal relationship with Jesus so that I am confident in what he has done that he's going to do in me. Amen. I've got to believe that. So we need to learn to connect with God. Because God's intent is to connect with us. God's intent is to have relationship with each one of us. And we have to get the blocks, get the dinosaur out of the way, amen, so that we can receive what he's done. Isaiah 42, 2 and 3, it says this. You know what? Just a side note, I talk fast, I get crazy, but it's on YouTube tomorrow. You can watch it again, amen. Or you can go back on Facebook and watch it again today. Because I want you to capture this. You need to listen and listen and listen to this. But it says, everybody say you. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. And when you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned. Hallelujah. Nor shall the flame scorch you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt for your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in your place. See, he is with us, amen, and we've got to get that into our heart and our spirit, that he's with us. You say, Pastor, you don't know what I'm going through. Maybe I don't know what you're going through, but I know our God is greater. Amen. Our God is greater. He is all-powerful. And if you could grab a hold of that, that he's always with you, you'll start to, and number one, remember the Lord. Remember the Lord. Let that sink into you today. Just close your eyes and just think, remember the Lord. Remember the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Remember the Lord. I remember the day you saved me. I remember the day, Lord, that you filled me with your Holy Spirit. I remember, Lord, how I prayed in tongues for hours that day, God. How just I stood and I cried and I cried and I prayed in the Spirit, Lord. I was just filled, overflowing. I remember that day, God. Hallelujah. I remember you, Lord, how you've healed me, how you made me free, how you delivered me from destructions, God. Oh, I remember you. I remember you. Praise him, amen. Seek him in the Word. I've been blazing through the book of Acts and the book of Genesis right now. Oh my gosh, it's so powerful. I've already done Luke and Daniel. Now I'm in Genesis and Acts. I'm in the middle of Genesis. And as I was reading Genesis, and we're going to receive the offering at this time right now. I know it's a little, you're like, what are they? It's right now. So, ushers, you can come forward. But I'm going to talk to you for a minute about this. Because Abraham, God was establishing a covenant with Abraham. And God told him, he says, in Genesis chapter 15, verse 7 through 10, he says, the Lord said to him, I'm the Lord who brought you up out of Ur of the Chaldeans to give you this land to inherit. And he said, Lord God, how should I know that I will inherit it? So he said to him, bring me a three-year-old heifer, a three-year-old female goat, a three-year-old ram, a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. Then he brought all these to him and cut them in two down the middle and placed each piece opposite the other so that he did not cut the birds in two. You see, when this kind of a offering happens, usually both parties would walk amongst the offering as a sign of a covenant. Okay? But that's not what happens here. What happens here as it says in verse 17 and 18, it says, it came to pass when the sun went down and it was dark, that behold, there appeared a smoking oven and a burning torch that passed between the pieces. On the same day, the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, to you, to your descendants, I give this land from the river of Egypt to the great river, the river Euphrates. And what I want to point out to you is that only God walked among the offering that day. Because God is the one that's going to uphold his covenant to us. God is the one that's going to uphold his promises to us. And in Malachi, where it says that, he says, when you tithe and you bring your offerings to the Lord, see if I will not open for you the windows of heaven. You see, that's a covenantal promise to us that when we tithe and we give to the Lord, that he will open the windows of heaven. And he says he'll pour out so much to us that there's not enough room to handle it. So our part is just to be the tither, amen? Be the giver. And when we do that, it's amazing what God will do. So Father, as we come before you to give to you, Lord, I pray, Lord, just that this offering would be a sweet aroma to you, God. I pray today, blessing upon the people of God, that you would bless them indeed, overflowing and abundantly. And God, that you would do a new thing in the finances of your people, in Jesus' name, amen. They're going to play a video right now, so go ahead, guys.
Break the law. Devil gonna try to take a shot at me. He got.
have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. And that's enough to drive the devil away. We just got to walk it out, amen. So, we received our offering, hallelujah. So out of remembering what God has done and is doing in your relationship with him, keep going forward. Keep seeking his face, amen. The revelation of this is this. God is not only big enough to take care of the entire universe. Remember I said last week he created 50 billion trillion stars, amen, in our universe. But he is also, at the same time, able to care for you and is interested, everybody say interested, in the slightest detail of your life. Every detail of your life. He's concerned about you personally. I remember we had a brother here before in the church that had some real tough physical issues. But when we would call people forward to anoint them with oil, he wouldn't come. I said, brother, why do you not come? And he said, well, you know, I figured they need it, you know, and more than me. I said, don't you know that God's big enough for all of us? For the whole world? So, you know, you don't have to hold back. The revelation is God is big enough. Amen. Everybody say, God is big. We need to remember this. Our personal growth, our personal relationship with God is directly through Jesus Christ, his son. Amen. We have this. So let's make that number two again this week, relationship with God. Number two, relationship with God. We have to have a firm foundation in Jesus Christ. We have to have a relationship with Jesus. Amen. Before Jesus came, the relationship had to be through the symbols of the temple. You know, they had to do things. And the relationship with God was through the symbols because sacrifice for sin, it wasn't imperfect, amen? There always had to be a wall or a partition between the middle man and between God and man. We always had to have that veil in the temple because the average guy couldn't approach God. But then from Jesus on the cross, when he tore that veil from the top down, that now we can approach the throne room of God. Amen. We can have relationship. We can talk to him. We can talk with God the Father. Amen. King Jehoshaphat had less to work with than we do in our day. He had some scrolls, maybe, but he did not have the full counsel of God. Jesus had not come, the perfect sacrifice. He didn't have that written Bible. He had to go through a priest. He had to go through a mediator. He couldn't approach God on his own. He had to go through a mediator. But we today, Jesus is our mediator. Amen. We can go because of Jesus. We have access. We have the Word of God. We have the Holy Spirit. And that veil was torn down when Jesus was on the cross. We're so blessed, amen, that we can have an intimate relationship with Jesus, that we can talk to him. And I want to experience him in his presence more and more every day, amen. Jehoshaphat went from recognizing God to remembering. And when we move from the recognizing who God was and what he has done, Jehoshaphat was moving from wishful thinking into a positive. Amen. And that's what I said earlier. We focus so much on the negative that it's causing death in us. We need to focus on the positive of the Word of God, remembering on the good things, because we all know how bad a sinner we were, but I'm not going to remember that. Donna tells me things I did when I was younger. And I look at her, I said, no way. And she goes, you don't remember. I'm like, I don't have a clue. You know, she told me when we were younger, she says, that's convenient. Because there's things that I did when I was younger, I have no clue of. I'm like, one time she told me something I did, I started crying. I'm like, I can't believe I was that bad. Remember, I was... The man of God today have been so bad back then yesterday. But I can't remember those things. It's like he erased them from my memory. And it is convenient. Because the devil can't come remind me of the junk I used to do. I'm not, that dinosaur is gone. I've moved forward. I'm flowing in that river of healing water. Amen. And I've already given you many things that he's done for you. You know, I do a lot of premarital counseling. And I always ask the question, what expectation do you have on the person you're marrying? And we all come up with next to nothing. Oh, no, I'm good. This is going to be good, you know? It's like, you know, because, I mean, I won't tell them what I expected, honey. It's okay. Don't worry. I was a little crazy. I was 19, man. Come on. But, you know, I know that sometimes the guy thinks, well, you know, that my wife's going to take care of me like my mama did. Hey, that would have been a good time for all you men to say amen. You know, we get in that moment. We have these expectations, you know, of what we expect. You know, I mean, I expect Delonda to never commit adultery on me. Amen? I expect that. And she expects the same out of me. And she already told me at an early age, you ever go out on me, I will kill you. Whoa, settle down. She said, I will kill you dead. And I'm like, whoa, okay. I won't ever go out on you. You know, because I love her. But what I'm getting at is, in our relationship with God, are we committing adultery? See, because if my own wife wants to kill me for committing adultery, but yet we commit adultery with God all the time by doing things the way the world says it's okay. And it brings that separation between us and God. Remember, adultery is not an option. But sin in the Bible is likened unto adultery. And when we knowingly enter into sin and we're knowingly sinning against our God, we're committing adultery against our God. Amen? So we've got to get out of that mode. If we're going to have relationship with him, we've got to stop stepping out on him. Can I hear an amen? Yeah. We shouldn't flirt with the sin of this world. We should stay committed to God the Father, Jesus Christ the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Committed with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our mind, and stop dabbling in the world. Realize this. God is no respecter of persons. And what he has done for anyone else, he will do for you in your life also. He will do it. We just have to get out of that mode of allowing adultery and get into the mode of being one with God. He says, who will inherit heaven? Who will have eternal life? John 17:3 says, the ones that have a relationship with God the Father and Jesus the Son. Those are the ones that are going to have eternal life. It's the only way to have a relationship with God. So when you're remembering what he's done for you. Have a relationship with the Father. You know, for what he did for Jehoshaphat, he'll do for you. He'll do for you. As you remember what he has done for you individually as a child of God, and you need to make that list. You need to say, God, what have you done for me? And you need to start searching the scriptures, and you need to get it into your heart and your mind, what God has done, so that when you're singing, look what the Lord has done, you're beaming because it's like, wow, look what he has done for me. Don't just trust me at what I said, but know that as part of the family of God and the body of Christ, that you have a knowing of what God has done for you. Amen, that it's in your heart, it's in your mind. Why don't you come back up, Monica? And the team, we're going to finish up here. See, when I have relationship, I know that when waters of adversity surround me, I can turn to him. And I can remember him before. Just we got to praying Friday night, and we spent time remembering. Whoa, I thought I was going to just flip out, man. I was so excited Friday night. But I remember this. My dad, you know, almost died. We prayed him back to life. And he came in one day and he said, hey, the doctor says I got lung cancer. And they want to do a biopsy. He came to the church. They prayed for him. I was in China at the time. They prayed for him. He went to the doctor for the biopsy on his lung. And they said, you know what, Mr. King, there's nothing there. It's gone. He said, God healed me. He told the doctors, he told the nurses, God healed me. My family was there. He went out and said, God healed me. Now, my dad was pretty kind of rough and gruff kind of guy. And probably how I would be if I didn't know Jesus, you know. But they went out to eat, and he said, hey, God healed me. He testified of Jesus. What does the word say? If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus died for you and rose from the dead, you'll be saved. My dad was confessing, and God healed him. But my mom, three times, they said, you have lung cancer. The last time they said, you have a spot the size of a quarter on your lungs, and we need to do a biopsy of it. I said, Mom, no, in the name of Jesus. And we prayed over her all three times. And she went to the doctor, and they're like, yeah, there's nothing there. All three times. She comes to me one day, she says, we were praying for the sick. I'm like, Mom, what are you doing in the line? She didn't call me and tell me that anything was wrong. I'm like, what's going on? She goes, well, I have this dark spot on my arm, and I got to have it removed this week. The doctor wants to surgically remove it. I'm like, well, Mom, the Lord healed your lungs three times. Why don't that thing just fall off? And you know, she came Wednesday night to church, and she goes, remember my surgery? I said, oh, yeah, what happened? And she's got a Band-Aid on her arm, and she pulled back the Band-Aid. She goes, it fell off. It fell off. She put the Band-Aid back up. I'm like, oh, my gosh. You see, because when you remember what the Lord has done, you're not so moved by the circumstances that are going on. When you remember that He is the Lord God, your healer, that God's got it, amen. When you remember that He is your provider, He's Jehovah Jireh. When you remember that He is your deliverer, you stop worrying about everything. Somebody said to me the other day, you said, you seem like you're really at peace with everybody. I go, I am. I don't care anymore. I don't care what people think about me. I don't care. I don't care. I'm just good with God, and I want to be there. I don't want to judge people. I don't want to hold any grudges. I'm just happy to be with the Lord. Because I remember what God has done for me. I remember it. I remember what He's done, what He's doing, and what He has promised me. So life is not moving me. Life is not controlling me. I just want to walk in the Spirit. I want my relationship to just go deep with Jesus. To go deep. I don't want to commit adultery with the Lord or with my wife. Lana says, thank you. So, number one, we begin our petition with praise to God and declaration by recognizing who He is. If you'll start your prayer mode off this way, recognizing who God is, it'll just propel you into the second one. Remember what He has done. Remember what God has done, what He is doing, and what He's promised you. Remember these things as you pray and declare it out to God, and you're going to see Him. Remember, we're on a journey right now of prayer. Because we want answered prayers, amen? And I'm taking you on this journey because I want answered prayers. I want to see God move in a powerful way. And so that's why we're starting a year off this way in how to pray, how to tug on God. But maybe you're here today and you say, my relationship has been not where it should be. You know, you could even not be sinning, but just be so lazy with God that you're not doing anything. Is there anybody here today you say, my relationship's not where it needs to be, and I want to get it right today? Amen. Anybody else? Just raise your hand. Amen. 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 Praise God. Amen. Why don't we stand? We're going to sing this song. What are we singing? We're going to sing this again, Break Every Chain. And as we sing that, if you're saying, I want a new relationship with God today. I want to go deeper than I've ever gone before in 2019. As we sing this song, just make your way to the altar right here, and let's just come together for a time of crying out to God for this. Yeah, praise you, Jesus.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus.
To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus.
To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Sufficient sacrifice, so freely given, such a price, but our redemption, heaven's gates swing wide. There is power.
Chains falling.
Father, I pray that today we would never forget today, God. We would never forget the healing power of God and how you've touched us today, God. We'd never forget, God, what you're doing in our lives. We never forget, Lord, what you have done for us. We never forget your promises, God, of what you're going to do. Lord, that we would press even deeper in our relationship with you. That, Lord, we would walk with you and we would talk with you. We'd have conversations with God. Lord, and I pray, yeah, that our conversations increase. Lord, that we learn to be with you. We not be like the Israelites and have somebody else do it for us. But Lord, we learn to be with you and have the revelation of who you are to each one of us. So Father, I pray a covering over every person today. That you cover them, you protect them, God. That you bless them indeed, God. Lord, we remember. We remember what you've done in the past. We remember, God, how you brought us out of the darkness and into the wonderful light. Lord, help us to shine. Help us to shine so brightly, God, that we not forget what you've done and what you're doing. Lord, I pray, Lord, a blessing. Finances over every person, God, that you bless them indeed, that the God of more than enough would be with us. Hallelujah. And the God that's delivered us, strengthen us. As we go our way today, Lord, I pray a covering over every person in this house, in the mighty name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen and amen. Let's give the Lord a big hand.